Well, let me tell you that the Senate passed budget resolution contains, I hope my figures are correct by memory, since we passed it last spring, but I believe it contains $250 billion of cuts in the mandatory spending line. So we come to the table, if we're to talk about reconciling differences between the House-passed budget and the Senate-passed budget, both sides of the Capitol have been engaged in this discussion. I think what probably at this point is the difference between the Senate approach and the House approach is that I believe, and I know a number of my colleagues believe, we can do this without cutting benefits. In fact, I think it's very, very important, especially in a fragile economic recovery, when hardworking people feel like they're falling behind, that we protect those programs that help people achieve retirement security. After a lifetime of hard work, one should have to look forward to a secure retirement. But that said, we know that healthcare costs rise at a rapid rate, and that there are reforms in the delivery system that can be brought to bear that will create savings. We've seen some of them already in recent budget years, and we need to build on those. So I think that there are some mandatory spending cuts that can occur without cutting any benefits to seniors.